Another one.
What number is this, bro? Tell the people, man. Tell the people.
Episode 30.
Yay!
30. We coming up.
30. Let's get it. That's that 3-0, man. 3-0. Never lost.
Oh, man.
Ball.
Like you said, man, it's episode 30, man. Yeah. And we are back, episode 30. Yep.
It's a blessing, y'all.
It is a blessing. It's been a long 30. Day. I am part of the Grind Show, one half of the co-host. My name is T Tank, as y'all already know. Right hand man.
What's good, y'all? This your boy AJ St. Jones 33, AJ 360. All around, I'm an 84. Farmer Jonesy, as of late. So we out here, man. What's up, y'all? What up?
What up, y'all? What up?
What up,
man?
I wish we could talk to the people, like, just how y'all doing. Ooh, yeah. How y'all doing?
Well, I've had a 3-day weekend, so
right back to back.
No,
Martin Luther King's. Oh no, that was January.
Yeah,
President's Day. And yeah, no, Abraham Lincoln.
Not last week, I don't think.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln was last week, and then President's Day is today.
I didn't have no 3-day weekend last week.
Oh, for real?
No.
I did.
Yeah. No, well, good for you.
Right. Shout out to A, Big Abe. Right. Abraham.
Honest A. Wasn't... Maybe not. Never mind.
Look on the calendar. I thought of... Right there.
Huh?
On the calendar, it says
right. No, there. Not about that. I was wondering, like, was he... against slavery, or was he for slavery?
He was against the Union separating, so he knew that, like, if the Union separated, the United States would be, like, weaker. So he was for joining the South and the North, but he didn't want slavery, though. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't want there to be slavery going into the North, because a lot of people in the North didn't want slavery. So...
Right, but it was still slavery. Still,
yeah, it was still slavery. Even after the war, it was still slavery. But
so he didn't help.
He just put into law the Emancipation Proclamation, which technically freed the slaves. And then later down the line, a lot of slaves didn't know that's where you get Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. And then they finally found out, like, oh shit, we free, man.
Yo, isn't this on the other subject, you know, just because, hey, shout out, it's Black History Month. Unless y'all...
Yeah, it is, huh?
Unless y'all didn't know, like, it's Black History Month, so forget y'all. Right. Like,
happy Black History Month. Happy Black Future Month.
Happy Black Future?
As 19 will say.
Yeah, happy Black History Month, though, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Our blackness matters out here. And Honest Abe, if you had anything to help with that, then...
Good looking,
but it still ain't about you.
That movie was... The Abraham movie was a pretty good movie.
I never seen it.
Yeah, they had another one, too, where it was, like, vampires and shit. That shit was kind of cool. They had a few. I think maybe two.
I'm tired of seeing Black... slavery movies, my guy.
Yeah, me too. I saw it. Watched the Will Smith one. What was it called?
Oh,
shit.
People said I was good though.
Yeah, I heard one review and somebody said it was good. But I'd rather see like Avatar, Black Panther, Wakanda, you know. I want to see those. I seen the Avatar, that was pretty
more,
good.
More the new one. I still haven't seen that one yet. I want to see it though.
The Way of the Water.
Yeah.
That one's good. I like it.
I still gotta go see it.
Yeah. I like that one.
I did go see Ant-Man though.
Ant-Man, the newest one?
Yeah, with Kang the Conqueror, that's right. Giving people the business.
Ain't that the same dude in Creed?
Yep.
Creed 3?
Huh.
Creed 3 coming out next month.
Yup, I'm gonna go see that too.
We gotta put out this episode before that one comes out.
Gosh, well, ain't that like
two threes
away? I would hope we would put this out by then.
Episode 29 is on the way, y'all. We pre-record a lot of this stuff, so we be locked and loaded. So when we drop, we still got maybe like two or three in the chamber sometimes as of late. So, you know, we got a good episode coming up. Well, this one will be dropped afterwards, so they wouldn't. So if you guys heard, then you guys will know that this one was Tyrone Butler, my LB. He came through and shut it down. So shout out to Tyrone, man.
Shout out.
The master investor. Oh, no, not the master investor, the MD investor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Tyrone. That was a good episode. My mom really liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all you guys who listened to it and supported it, thank you. Shout out to Tyrone. We appreciate you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're always welcome on the Grind Show.
Yeah, just have to wait till the episode comes out, so y'all know what we're talking about. So yeah, because
they gonna hear this one after.
But in other news, yes, it is Black History Month.
Shout out Eric.
It's
go tap into
that often gets swept under the rug, I guess, a lot. I mean, by now, like. What does that mean right now? Like in this world right now, Black History, like right now. Like I mean, I don't know. Like
I miss the Black History Month. We started in the pandemic because we kind of started a tradition of going to the Martin Luther King parade.
Yeah,
and like just not reminiscing, but kind of like basking in, you know, his legacy.
Yeah,
and what he set aside as far as, you know, equality for all. And trying to, you know, get everybody on the same page as far as equal treatment or treating each other right or with respect and dignity.
I think with me, like, I mean, it's speaking of that, mm-hmm. it's like being a Black man in America, I don't have to have, like, I'm a Black, I don't know, a Black lawyer or a Black therapist. I don't even have to have that title. Like, it's not to even it. We I wish we didn't have to specialize it that way, because you'll never hear like, oh well, I'm a white lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. Other cultures don't like. Well, maybe maybe
I'm just
Latinos maybe do it. Maybe
Hispanic,
but I don't know.
I guess because it's the rarity. Like,
but and that's the thing. I don't want us to like feel like. We got to be that rare. I just want to be equal to where I don't even have to say I'm Black. I'm just a lawyer or I'm just a teacher or just a coach. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to put that adjective behind it just to make it
mean something.
Yeah, it should mean something because I'm an American in America like everybody else.
You know, what's funny is that a lot of people think that, or a lot of people have that problem of identity. So like, you know, instead of thinking of each other as like Americans, we think of like, oh, that's an African American, or that's Asian American, or Island American, you know, instead of just being American.
Yeah, and we're the only about the only country who does stuff like that. Do everyone else, they don't.
Yeah, I'm Asian.
Yeah.
Puerto
Rican, Costa Rican, Russian. They don't look at it like they don't separate like we do. We separate everything, and that's the problem on why we have to like
Yeah, it's a divide.
Do this. Everything is a divide. And mm-hmm. I can be pro like black and want things like mm-hmm. for our culture, but that doesn't mean like I want that separation just to say like it's a black thing. You know what I'm saying? No, I just really want to say it's an American thing.
Yeah.
I'm American.
Well,
like
we got it honest as far as black people, you know. We always do stuff like that. I don't know. Like, it seemed like you said, we got to separate it enough to mm-hmm. make it significant.
Right.
But it's already significant.
Right.
It's black. Already significant. Oh. Black on black. Oh, this black is a 30th black. Episode, y'all. Yeah. So we're going to let it loose a little bit. Like,
okay.
Black, it's not going to be black, as black, structured black, as we black, usually black, do. Black. Black, hey, what's up, Phil? Shout out to Phil, man. Is that Phil? Black wheels in this black black bitch. So black on black on black on black on black 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 black. We out here, y'all. Episode 30.
Episode
the
30.
The Grind Show. Yay! Hey, what do you think about like black Hispanics or like American, like people who come from different descents?
I think that's dope. I think that's. I think it's what. No, I'm sorry, not to cut you off.
No, no, you did.
What do you think about them?
Yeah, like what do you think about like? Cause you know I'm Honduran and black Jamaican. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was Jamaican. He was a sailor. That's why I got my change out my chin. And
oh Lord, no.
You know, my grandmother was Honduran. She came over to New Orleans. That's where she met my grandfather. And you know, it's just like it's a big melting pot. Like even though we're all black, we still like have different.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people try to separate, you know what I mean? To have their own identity, kind of like their own little clique, kind of like, oh, we're black, but we're from over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I think that they look at Americans a lot differently. You know what I'm saying? Like
my James said his grandfather is Mexican and black.
Nice. That's what's up.
Shout out to James, man. Coach James. That's Coach James.
But what I think about it is, I think anything mixed with a little black in it is good. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, shout out.
Once you have black in you, you're just basically black. Like black party.
Melanin is very strong, and you can tell if it's in any person. It is very strong, and I don't mean acting black, and you ain't got nothing in you. Like that doesn't qualify you for that. I'm sorry, people. Whatever.
I was just trying to get the lighting over here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that little thingy. Yes.
No. Might have to turn the lights on. Turn the lights on. Oh, there you go. There it is. Okay.
Well, kind of.
We just trying to.
It depends if I move.
We trying to get it right, y'all. We trying to get it right. Episode 30. Yeah. We still working.
It depends how I move.
Tell them. Real quick. Tell them about the studios we might be working in. Because I know you sent me something.
No, I mean it's not really.
We got big plans, y'all.
It's not really an update. It's just that's something that I'm just presenting to you. I have an update for you guys.
It's an idea, guys. We had it before, though.
We've had
an actual spot that you found. So that's probably.
No, it's just I just sent you a couple of places that might be. For a good price to, but
yeah,
you know,
so like $30 to $50,
yeah, exactly,
for like an hour
or 2 hours
because we film at my house, y'all. Yeah. So we're trying to get
point blank. We're still in the lab and we're still trying mm-hmm. to make this as best as possible. The quality, the environment, the merch. If we sell some,
we got merch, y'all. Check out the merch.
Pull
the gum rope.
That's just basically that.
Link in bio. Go buy a shirt from every episode, custom shirts.
But
we got a lot going on,
but
bro.
Yeah, man. I carry my blackness. Speaking of black here, I carry it with a pride because of that rarity. And I wish it wasn't. I wish we didn't have to go there and do that. But the country that I'm in kind of propels that, and it starts with me. Like I don't go around saying like you know, I'm black this or black that. I don't even go through that because I know I'm black. I don't feel like I gotta like yell to the world, but they know when they see me who I am. I mean, there are dark skinned other there are like dark skinned and races and all that, like, but
Coach James in the house, you gotta scoot over this way, bro. Maybe I gotta turn this light on.
Maybe. But I mean, it's still doing it either way.
Okay. I don't know. Right off, y'all. We try to figure it out.
But I mean, even and then speaking of that, which is to me a great segue. I know you want to talk about the Tyree Nichols and then these.
Oh, five. Yeah, that is a good segue.
Do you okay? Well, let me give some clarity about it right now.
James said, bro, it's weird. I can't even say I'm part black. Well, if I mean, his grandfather is black,
yes, I mean,
what did he say? He said, James said, my grandfather is Mexican black. Then, if his grandfather is Mexican black, then he's black.
Well, he has some percentage in it. He has a percentage in it. I mean, you ain't got to be like, like some people be extra. Like, you don't have to.
I wonder why we get along so well, James.
You know, it's like
my grandmother is 100.
I'm just saying, like, even if you have, you know, be who you want to be. I don't care if you're black, white, Mexican, 100. Asian, Honduran, whatever. Like, just be who you want to be. If you got something in you, like, if you got like a 3%. Like black in you, you don't have to say the N word just to prove that you black. Yeah. You can just have that blackness in you and be who you want to be. That's what I'm saying with the whole thing.
Yeah, be who you are.
Just be who you are. It doesn't, like, if you tend to, and it depends on how you grew up, because there's some, I know people who grew up Mexican and black, you know what I'm saying? But they grew up more with the Mexican side of their family.
Yeah.
And not the more the black side. So, like, you may see them cater who they are to a more Latino style, but they do have the black, and people probably wouldn't believe it, but that's just what the side that they cater to. So you just, you know,
it reminds me of high school, because when we were in high school, you know, it was me, you, Amir, and we all be kicking it at the tree, and we have like a bunch of Hispanic girls around us. Yeah, that's
definitely mostly what it was, for sure.
I have to remember their name.
Bet you do.
But a lot of my girlfriends in early high school was Hispanic, Latino.
I mean, it was mostly around there, bro.
Yeah,
was around there.
And when you come from Fontana, like, that's how you get a lot. That's of what you're gonna
get when you go to
So of course you're gonna find yourself into some stuff with, you know, some Latina girls, and you know, some of your homeboys. A lot of my homies was Hispanic. James, I mean, Lopes Jr., David. I got a Hispanic family. You know, like, so it's all intermingled. That's why it's like, why. Okay, you gotta be Hispanic American or African American. You're just American. Like, I don't know. It's just a melting pot.
Pretty much.
But I guess, you know, you kind of want to separate it to like the identity, I guess. So, but like you said, I just feel like you should be who you are. Like, if you grew up around black people today, you know, you're gonna have nigga tendencies.
Yeah, probably. You know, product of your environment.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah, you're a product of your environment. So you know, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what it is.
And then, like, if you hang around white people, you probably going to have Caucasian tendency, white people tendencies. Like, you ever seen that black person who act white?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Hey, Billy. What are you doing today? Man, my mom, she didn't cut the slices on my bread, and that pissed me off.
Oh, yo, that's the bread.
I am teed.
Not teed. Not teed. Bro. Anyways, man, look. So the judge said, the judge confirmed about that whole case with Tyree Nichols, that the judge confirmed that five defendants had pleaded not guilty to charges of second degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. Judge James Jones, asks for patience as lawyers build their cases. He said the case may take some time, and then he said to the defendants standing before him along their lawyers at the Shelby County Criminal Court, "We do ask for your continued patience and your continued being civil in this case." I think he was just saying that because he didn't want people to start rioting. You know, I think you did make it a bit better when you got closer. Just a little bit.
And I turned off this light and kept that one.
Yeah, there you go.
We working. Yeah, we getting better. A little
better. Improvement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So the thing is, I'm trying to figure out how the hell did y'all plead not guilty when
The proof was in the
pudding. They seen it.
The black community cooked me on like family. You already know, James, because you family.
Yeah, you know, simple as that. People get invited to the barbecue out here.
Yeah, that's what I like about black people. Mexican people are like this too.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, for sure.
Come through.
Yeah. They invite. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Yeah, I don't mind.
It's all love at the end of the day. Like, I've been to 100 Mexican parties.
Okay.
And like black parties and stuff. Like, it's always been love. Even white people parties, like I've been to, and it was just love. Like, come on in. Those are the good people. Those are the good people. But yeah, about this charges for Tyrese Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
First off, can we get a moment of silence for him?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Moment of silence, guys, for Tyrese Nichols. Rest in peace, bro. All right.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, fortunately, another in Black History Month. another one. And the thing is, like, it raises hairs because for me, what sticks out to this whole thing of me is they were black. They were black cops. Like, they did this to a black man. This is what sticks out to me, and that's what makes it tricky.
Yeah, do you think that it hits a little bit more home because they were black cops?
I think it does. Because we talk about having a community, a relationship between the community and the police, where there's this trust and this relationship. And nothing hits harder when it's your own to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, whoa, like, we want, you know, black police officers in there to show them that, you know.
Yeah, it's just like us. You look like us. Right. So.
And to make a difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this, it's like, whoa. Like,
This wasn't in Colorado, though, right?
No, this was in Memphis, I believe.
Memphis. Oh, that's funny that this was Memphis, because I've been looking at houses in Memphis.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
But man, it's that's what sticks out to me about the whole thing. That, and what it really shows to me is it ain't even really about race. It's just about the police, it's community.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's a power struggle.
Yeah,
you know, you got people who are in charge of overseeing other people. Literally, that's their job, to oversee other people. Don't break the law. Don't do this. Don't drink and drive. Don't commit murder. Don't jaywalk or whatever laws. Their job is specifically to look at other people and try to regulate them.
Yeah.
You're going to run into some troubles because people don't like to be regulated. People don't like to be told what to do. You know, they want to run on their own will, but we all subscribe to this rule of the land where, you know, we follow, we supposed to follow the rules. Like, if you have a problem with the rules, then you can change them. You can become a lawmaker.
Yeah.
You can lobby the lawmakers.
Yeah.
You can do petitions. There's all kinds of stuff to change the rules. But people, you know, they want to do what they want to do. And, like, that's the process. Like, I don't even give a fuck about the process. I just want to live how I want to live. That's why you got people off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
And they just like out there, like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm in a hole, my nigga. I'm thinking.
Oh my gosh.
You see my stove? I didn't make this out of wood chips.
Nah, people out here really be living like that, bro.
Yeah, it's real like, shit.
They live off of natural civilization without nothing. Like, and they just build.
Yeah. Because when you think about it, it's like, okay. When you get a multiple groups of people together, like, okay, now we got to make rules. And it's just like, you know, society is like, we come together, we can make this community. How are we going to regulate this where everybody can be at one, at peace? So when you get these people who are overseeing and they just like, they're going to come across the people who don't want to follow the rules. But I don't know what happened with Tyrese Nicholas or Nicholas. It's Tyrese Nicholas, right?
Yeah, Tyree.
Tyree Nicholas. Okay, I don't know exactly the situation that happened. Like, why they pulled him over in the first place.
Yeah, I forgot.
Hi, Missy.
Hey, Rash.
Say hi.
Hey.
We got a guest.
Hair wash.
Okay, your hair is washed? Your hair is washed? Say, what's up, the Grind Podcast, the Grind Show? Say what's up. Say what's up, Grind Show.
Hey.
Say my name's Mila.
My name's Mila.
All
right. I hurt.
Your foot hurt? Mm. Okay, now get out of here while Uncle AJ and Uncle Tyler do his thing. All right, stop that, girl. Jeez. Okay, bye. All right, see you later. All right, close the door.
Yeah, I forgot the whole situation. I really was trying to block it out. I'm like, man, like, I don't even want to see the video or nothing like that. Like, I just, it was going to pain me too much. And I don't feel like hating white people. So, or war cops or other black people or any injustice. It just triggers me. And I didn't feel like being triggered. So, you know, I was out of it, you know.
James said, I've used my white friends to deal with the cops. And he said, nah, but how minorities get treated is different.
Yeah.
I hate not gun because it's black. I don't know. That means. But yeah, have you ever done that? Like, had somebody else deal with the cops besides you?
I've never been in position to where I've had that advantage. Have someone else to deal with it because every
mostly
time,
around
black. Yeah, one or it's just been me at the it's just been me. So, and you know,
you ever been to court where you had to like have a lawyer and stuff?
I have not had to have a lawyer, but I have been to court.
Okay,
you know, and I won't even say like, oh, let me get a white lawyer. That I won't go there.
Yeah, but, I'm not afraid of the cops. Like, so I'll talk to the cops. I see everybody as people. Like, you got a job just like everybody else got a job.
So, you don't have like no nervousness.
You just so happen to have a gun. But that ain't shit to me. Like, okay, you good. Whatever. Like, I'm ready to go anytime, you know? So, you gonna have to give me up. But
nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, I'm not afraid to speak my mind, like, no matter who it is. But I never had an issue with, like, authority and stuff. Some people really have an issue with just authority. Like, oh, you think you can tell me what to do? It's like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have a problem with just that alone.
Just comply. Just be respectful that's what I'm saying. Comply, man. Like,
if somebody asks you a question, like, just answer the question. Like, as long as it ain't, like... super disrespectful, like, but I think people get the feeling like they get in the defensive mode.
Oh yeah, of
like,
course,
right when, away.
Yeah, I mean, it got to be triggering to some, like degree. That's why, like, I get nervous.
Yeah,
I comply and all that, but I get nervous. Like, I try to figure out just what to do, and I've been let off with warnings, busting stuff like that.
I got let off warnings a hell of times. I remember when me and the bro we coming back from parties, we Heard up, riding down the back streets. Mm-hmm. We got pulled over time. We almost there. We almost home. And you're like, oh, told the officer, we right around the corner. And he let us go, even though at the time I might have been lit. Mm-hmm. I might have been lit. But that's, back in my younger days, when I was kind of wild.
Yeah.
But
the point is with this, though, like, mm-hmm. whether you black, white, pink, blue, whatever, like, wrong is wrong. And they were wrong.
Yeah.
I think right now they're out on bail. And mm-hmm. then they got a hearing in May. I think mm-hmm. they can face up to 60 years. Just give them life. I don't get that. You ain't getting out. Just stay in there.
So life for life. I think that.
No, I'm not saying take their life. I'm just saying get life.
Well, basically, yeah, I guess you kind of lose your life, though, when you're in there for the. Well, you're still alive, so.
Yeah, but I'll be hating those dumb sentences. Like, by the time they get out, they're going to be like 80 something. No, just give them life. Yeah. Like give them life.
They got the people be sitting on the death penalty for a long time. Sometimes they die before they even get to the execution.
Yeah, that's dumb too. I ain't waiting for my own death. If you don't kill me now, then what are we doing? What am I doing between that time? Just give it now.
So are you like more upset that it was black men who did this to him, or do you think that it probably been worse if it was white men?
What I'm mad at the fact is they were convicted very quickly.
Mm.
And I'm trying to think if this is going to be the same across the board every time this happens, because it seems like when white cops do this, it takes a while. These black cops were convicted very quickly.
So they're in the sentencing part.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what makes me kind of
thinking. It's not the same square.
All I'm saying is it was very wrong. So I'm glad they convicted. I just wanted to be fair mm-hmm. across the board on every time a police does something like everywhere.
George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
Zimmerman, he wasn't a cop, but anytime the cops do something where they, cross the line, cross without following their regulations and their rules.
Yeah.
They get held accountable.
Yeah.
That sounds fair to me.
And that's all I want with it, that fairness. So,
I mean, a lot of people been getting locked up. The guy from Breonna Taylor, didn't they get locked up?
I think so.
Yeah. And what's old boy? Albert Amery. Ahmaud Amery.
Yeah.
They got locked up.
Finally.
So I think it's been getting more accountability. But, it's like how fast it is.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is there to debate here? Think about. Because it just seems like when it has something to do with black people, mm-hmm. ain't no thought, ain't no waiting, ain't no let's figure this out. It's everything is to the extreme. It's 0 to 100. Yeah. Everybody else is always like some nuance or some evidence or something. No.
You think it's possibly the court system?
The court system is flawed. So I definitely think it's always going to have something to do with that.
I know, like, when I went through the court system for my DUI and stuff that I had, I got it dismissed, though, y'all. you had to bring in discovery, and that's a recess. You had to make sure the defense get this done. That's a recess. And everything is just like a recess after a recess after a recess until it's like this shit been going on for a whole year, 2 years. And it's like, but you got to give the other person due process so you can't just convict them, based off of, I seen this shit, but did you really see it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What happened? Did he? Anyway, so now the lawyers get involved and they're arguing details. So even those details matters when it comes to sentencing. Like, is it second degree murder, first degree?
Yeah.
And it really gets to the nitty gritty of it. So it takes a while, bro. And I think that's where the lack of this shit happened in the news. We seen it right away on our phones, like the same day it happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, they didn't get convicted until 2 years later, 3 years later.
Yeah.
But that's the process. Like,
yeah.
So what's a fair process for the courts? You know what I mean? Like, if we're talking about criminal justice reform, you know, like, what's the process for how someone gets convicted or not convicted? Because I've been seeing a lot of people get acquitted of crimes lately. Yeah. Like, getting out, like, because they shit got fucked up.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know.
I ain't got the answer. I just wanted it to be fair across the board. And
well, that's why they had the due process to get so everybody has their fair trial in court.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, it's just like, you can't pick and choose.
No, not at all.
Okay, y'all get y'all shit fast and y'all get slow. But another thing is the different counties.
Yeah.
The different counties and stuff. So Atlanta, they got all women on the judges and stuff. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's, I'm just saying, yeah, man, I'm just pointing out the differences.
Yeah, a lot plays a part.
But I think that it's getting better, but it can still be a little bit more efficient. It still be a little bit more better. So
yeah, for sure. There's always room for improvement out here. It's always room.
I'm happy people are getting justice, like as far as the police being held accountable.
Yeah.
Because police been running reckless for a while.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's been
they've been running reckless for a while. They still running reckless.
Yeah, this ain't new news.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I feel like it's tiresome, because it's like another dude, another black man killed again, another black man killed again. Like, how does that make you feel as a black man? Like, how they value you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, if your own another black man can't even value to not beat on you.
Yeah,
then like, what's that say about the other races? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I try not to make it a race thing, but you can't help but to think about it. You just can't, because
Well, that's why I kind of figured like it's a people thing, because like, you know, people devalue people. Like, their nature is a wicked thing. You know, it's really wicked. Like, the nature of men.
Yeah.
You know, it's wicked. Like, and nature itself is wicked. Like, if you think about it, it's dog eat dog. You know what I mean? Like, if you go out into nature, you're out there on survival instincts. So you got to make sure you're safe and stuff. But people get into that, like, brutality. That's why they call it police brutality, because it's really, like, brutality. Like, you're just being brutal to someone. Like, you're going into, like, a monster, a beast mode, to where it's like, I don't care about this human's life. I'm going to fucking beat on them. I'm going to fucking demolish them, rip them apart, beat their head in, kick them in the groin. I don't know, like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're really like on some brutal shit, and they don't care because there hasn't been no accountability. So there needs to be more cases where it's like, yeah, nigga, you beat this person, you killed them, you going to jail. You lost your police license. You're not even safe to the police force, because I think police officers go into the streets, bro, and they take on that street mentality. Like, they take on the, like, I'm in the streets, I got my gun, who want it? Or, like, you know, I'm in the streets, I gotta survive. So when they see someone who's so-called threatening, like a black man, supposedly, because we're the most vicious motherfuckers in the world. Come on now, I'm the nicest guy I ever met.
They don't know that.
Yeah. And like, you know, they get into that mentality, it's like, it's fear. And the fear just takes over, and now they're in just survival. So they start willing, like, it's like a survival thing. So, you know, it's interesting, but I don't know how to alleviate that. Because, like, when y'all motherfuckers gonna stop being scared of black people? Yeah. Like, how much, like, subservient do we have to do? Like, we black people are some of the nicest. We talk shit, don't get me. We talk hella shit, but black people are some of the nicest people I ever know.
Yeah. I wish I knew. But just, you know, it just doesn't give them an excuse because of the job that they have. Certain jobs do not require you to mess up and you can't afford to mess up on. Certain jobs, you can't. I don't care if you're scared or you got fear or you are at the top of the top with certain jobs, and mm-hmm. you just can't afford. If you're not built for it, get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't afford, because you can't afford to be hesitant, to be fearful, to mm-hmm. be big and bold because you got a gun and a badge. You can't be reckless. You can't, in this job, certain fields you cannot mess up.
Yeah. It's like being a doctor
or being an airplane pilot. Yeah. Stuff. Like you mm-hmm. did certain yeah. jobs you cannot afford. Yeah. So if you cannot absolutely handle that responsibility under psychological circumstance, mm-hmm. Emotional circumstance, get the hell out. Yeah. That's how I feel. So I get it. Yeah. But this is the responsibility that you signed up for, and you need to mm-hmm. know what you're getting into. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get it together. Like, maybe we gotta have like a higher maybe a test to get in, because I know my brother was trying to get into
the maybe sport. Something.
Remember, they tried to recruit us at the Martin Luther King. They literally tried to recruit us. Yeah, like, come to the police for it, little black chick. I see y'all marching though.
Right. Do your thing.
Yeah. We good. I got my letters on. I'm just gonna chill with my bros.
This weekend was NBA All-Star weekend.
I'll try to be some sound bites or something, bro. Let me get some wake your brother up.
Wake you up.
Well, I'm up, but like, you know, give me some energy, bro.
I ain't got no energy.
Give me some energy.
Shoot, what do you want to hear? Song? James, like, I got no energy.
James said, let me see. James been with us. He said, there are gangs in the police force. Yep, that's true. And he said, capitalism has a lot to do with this. Good point. My brother was on. Shout out to Jordan Jones. Mm-hmm. He said, don't let the fact that they put you down make you think that it's not what it is. Mm. Yeah, they will try to insult you.
Man, that's fact.
They will try to insult you.
They will try to belittle
you. Yeah, belittle you, make you think your points ain't valid, all that.
Dehumanize. That's, you know, all that.
That's the tactics.
That's the tactics, for sure. Yep.
So you got to be aware of that.
But, you know, on a lighter note, yeah, I'm trying to be. Did you watch All Star Weekend or any of it?
Nah. I seen the half of the dunks on Twitter.
Okay, well, I managed to watch Saturday night, which is like 3-point dunk and skills mm-hmm. challenge. I did watch the All-Star game. I did not watch Friday, which usually is the celebrity game and the rising stars of the rookies and sophomores. I did not watch it. I've lost a lot of excitement for the All-Star game. It's just not what the All-Star weekend actually as a whole. I've lost very interest of it. Do you think it's because I don't know how often you've watched the All-Star weekend, like, and when the last time like you just like enjoy like the festivities of All-Star weekend? Do you think it's the same? Do you think it's better now? Do you think it's worse now? Like, from what you know, wherever your memories is from now or back then?
Well, it just seems like it's kind of getting a little bit more distinguished. Like, so they pick and choose. Like, okay, so all the All-Stars are not really going to be on a dunk contest. Like, back in the day when Vince Carter, mm-hmm. Tracy McGrady, Mike, mm-hmm. you know, they were actually doing the skills mm-hmm. stuff. And then now it's like, okay, we're going to pick and choose. So maybe we'll do the obstacle course, but we're not going to do the dunk contest because nobody wants to lose the dunk contest. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like with that or like that. But they do the 3-point contest, and it's like... Mm-hmm. Dame Lillard, he just won the 3-point contest.
That he did.
Dame time
for sure.
But it's just like, I don't know. But they ball on the All-Star game. I like the rookies and sophomore challenge that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seemed like everything's getting a little bit watered down, I guess. Like, it seems regular now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing like, you know how All-Star, you think like, yeah, oh, this is the shebang. All mm-hmm. the best players come mm-hmm. together and they're going to battle it out.
Yeah.
And they're going to be dunking. Who got the best dunks?
Yeah.
Who can hit the most threes? And it's like,
yeah.
And you don't, they don't put the best. So it's like, oh, this ain't really the best. We all know Ja Morant don't bang on all these ones.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant winning a dunk contest, hands down. Like, you want, it's like that old theory goes, you want to see the best violinist play the violin, the best violin. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to see Sam Cooke playing the violin.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you don't want to see me playing the violin. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you want to see the best.
Yeah.
So it's kind of losing its weight because of they won't participate. I don't know whether it's because of pride or, you know, the fact that they don't want to lose versus somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's just like, come on, man. Part, this is your career. Like, Mike was in the rookie, Kobe. Kobe was in the dunk contest. Like,
mm-hmm.
Ben Weber, you know, like,
yeah,
like, these was like beasts on the court, like, these were your all-stars, and now it's just like, oh, okay, we'll show up for the game, and then when we get to the game, we're just gonna let Curry shoot 5,000 threes.
Yeah,
in the gym shooting threes, like, it's just whatever, like, bro, you're not gonna hit another three on me, like, where's the competition?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're not just going to hit 1,000 threes on me. So that's why I'll be like, all right, whatever. Nobody cares because it's not, like, real.
Right.
It's not real. It's not like, oh, this is the best competition and we going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like competitiveness. People like to see the brew, like, who's the best? They like that shit. Shout out to Brandy. What up, Brandy?
Shout out to Brandy.
Member of Todd Capital Mastermind. She does tarot. Check out her courses. Y'all can go follow her on @networkbrandy_. That's the hunger right there, man. Shout out to New Jersey. Shout out to all my people from New Jersey.
Shout out to
Don Jersey. Bucks, Rafa, all my people on Todd Capital Mastermind. Shout out to Charles Oglesby. What up, Charles?
Thank you for that plug.
Shout out Bruce, new skills, new you. Everybody on the Talk Capital Mastermind. And also, too, guys, if you guys want to join the Mastermind, you can join that one. Or you can join mine, too. I got one in the morning that we're on IG Live from 6 a.m. to 7. Right when the market's open, baby. Let's get it, Money Market Makers. We here now. Let's go.
Shameless plug of the night.
Oh, yeah, you know we ain't never scared. We ain't never scared. Hey, it's Monday, baby. I ain't done nothing. Let's go. We working right now. We on the show, episode 30, baby.
So what I got to say about it is, first,
I ain't even got no more beer. I got to give me another one.
I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs. Shout out to what's his name? Hold on, I'll check. Mac McClung. Shout out to him.
Mac McClung? Who the hell is that?
If you watched it, you would
know. Oh, the nigga who won the dunk contest? Or the white boy?
Yeah.
That was some good dunks. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to Jason Tatum becoming the all-time scoring the most points in an all-star game, breaking that record since Anthony Davis in 2017. Mm.
What did he score?
It was like 58, something like that. Yeah, I thought something up there.
So did they win?
Who?
Jason Tatum's team, the East.
Yeah, Team Giannis, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So LeBron and them didn't even win it after Curry shot on them damn threes.
Curry didn't play this All-Star game.
He didn't?
No, he's been injured.
Oh, what the heck? What was I watching?
Okay. I have no idea.
I could have sworn Curry was in the All-Star game.
Not this one.
Not this one. See, that reminds me because I knew he was hurt. I was like, why is Curry playing? Like, he ain't even been playing the last couple games.
Yeah.
That must have been an old one. All right. Well, so show. So sorry about that, then, early. My bad. Hey, I can be wrong, y'all. But I can admit my wrongs. But, I can admit my wrongs.
But what I will say is the depletion comes from just – one, it starts with the owners and mm-hmm. the top of the leaders, which don't want to necessarily hurt their product. Let's just say that. They don't want to hurt their product. They want to keep it. They really try to do this thing. And even teams, they'll try to kind of load manage and then save their product for playoffs. What they feel what really counts is the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is if that's the case, like, why you and they do it on purpose. Like they're like they implement the little play-in tournament. Like they're trying to implement a mid-season tournament. They're still working on that.
Mm.
So there's little things to keep their product like competitive
mm-hmm.
and not do, I guess, what deems necessary. But by that, you're cheating fans.
Yeah.
The reason why the Vince Carters, Kobe's, Jordans, and them did these things, 3 points and dunk contests, et cetera, is because they knew they had an obligation to the fans of what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the players aren't complaining about it. And it seems like sometimes even the fans aren't complaining about it
either.
But I think it's because the NBA does kind of a good job with a lot of extras. They keep the fans entertained. Mm-hmm. But for people who grew up that just like, we want to see like basketball, like we want to see people balling, and you got these group of the best players in the world. You want to see what would happen if LeBron yeah. went against like would go hard against Luka yeah, or something or, like yeah, that, or against Giannis go against and Joel Embiid. Yeah. Who would really win that? You know what I'm saying? We yeah. want to see that competition. I don't want to see people throwing up 30 to 60 threes, shooting from half court, mm-hmm. people walking around, going around, doing these easy layups,
yeah.
like all these silly turnovers and, you know, barely any fouls. Like, hell, yeah. foul them. Like, act like, you know, like when Dwayne Wade hit Kobe wasn't even mad.
Yeah.
Kobe had to wear a mask on an All-Star game, a mask, like it was a real game. He didn't care.
Well, that's what I think is getting at is like people know it's not a real game. It's like a little scrimmage, like backyard pickup.
Dude, if that... no, because they play harder. When the offseason, when they're working out and you seeing these videos. And
oh, yeah.
They play harder on that than they do on this.
That's not true.
They play harder with that.
It's like they scared to get injured or something. And I don't know if it's the teams asking them, like, hey, take it easy out there, buddy. Or if it's no, like,
I don't know, man.
You know, or if it's their own, like, I'm just trying to make it like somebody like Anthony Davis. You know, he's injury prone, but I'm sure he's an All-Star, you know, but.
Not this year.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, he can be an All-Star any year. So, you know, if you hurt and you have injury-prone players, of course you're going to be like, hey, take it easy out there. It's not worth it. We still need you for the playoffs.
Listen, if you just a baller that like the ball, that's all that's going to matter.
Yeah.
Man. That's really
but all that's what I'm saying. They're not balling just the ball. They like playing, like you said, load management. They trying to win the championship. They trying to get that bag. Like, it's all kind of reasons why they're motivated or incentivized.
It was just bad, bro. The All-Star game was just bad.
They should really give a bag for people who, like, do well in the All-Star.
That's what people are talking about. Like, they just may need some incentives.
Yeah.
They just need some incentives to play, yeah. to compete. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have to work on because it's
failing. Because there's no incentive. There's right. None.
Even the dunk contest, like Mac McClung, he did his thing, but that mm-hmm. didn't save the dunk contest. Like, it's still whack. It is no way. He's only played 2 NBA games.
Oh, really?
He's 6'2", wow. plays in the G League. How did he beat these professional NBA players?
How did he even get into the contest?
Well, the thing is, I don't think you, like, it's not who they choose. Only people who choose is the all-stars themselves. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you submit your way into everything else. You could choose that yourself. So like you don't get chosen, you get to choose, you submit it. But what I'm saying
shout
is
shout out to Shanice.
There's no way that 6'2".
What's up, fam?
Somebody from the G League, 6'2", not really known white boy, is beating these taller, more athletic. Well, obviously not more athletic, but these NBA, regular NBA players. Like, there's no way that should be happening. There's no way that should be happening. Like, this is why we want to see our stars do these things, but it's like, this is just the way it is now, man. Like, it's just very disappointing to me. It's very depleting. Mm. Hell, the celebrity all-star game was more competitive than niggas can't even play at that level.
Watching Janelle Monae do her thing, she been all over Instagram. She funny. Yeah. A little small, little thing.
Yeah, she was looking good, too.
Chocolate money.
It's disappointing. Mm-hmm. It's depleting. I hope they do something about it. I hope something changes, man. But I mean, honestly, I'm complaining. But if I had an opportunity to go to an All-Star weekend, like say it was in LA, and I had that, I don't care how it is, I'm still going.
Yeah, just for the experience. Yeah, experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going. So
yeah. Where's the next one at?
And that's the problem too. You know, like these locations, mm-hmm. like ain't nobody going to Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Ain't nobody going to Utah. Yeah. I think the next one is going to try to be in Indiana.
Yeah, but we had a few good ones back to back. We had the LA. I don't think we have Vegas. Oh, the bubble had Vegas, I think. Did it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah, Charlotte. We had Charlotte. Charlotte was a good one.
There's only a few marquee places you can go over there. But
Atlanta.
Like,
they just did Atlanta.
I don't remember. But yeah, like lately, unless like the last one, I forget where that was, and this one, next one, it's not really marquee places.
But those are markets that has to be nurtured. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you
have
to put stuff there.
They can't be nurtured for that type of thing. Like it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the brand. Like it makes it more boring because ain't nothing to do out there. Ain't shit to do.
Shout out Ryan. What's up, fam?
So yeah, I just I hope it gets better. You know, it something needs to happen with it.
I like how the NFL kind of pivoted their All-Star Pro Bowl.
How
were they
do
doing
it?
Flag football? So it's kind of like cool. Like, okay, you're still preserving.
You can be, and you can still be competitive.
You can still be competitive.
Yeah.
So I like how they did that. But
I can understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's basketball.
Because football is very much more contact. I can understand them saving there because that's much. NBA ain't that much contact, bro. You can go out and hoop.
That's what I'm saying. You can go out and hoop. Just don't do all the head of like, just
do
hoop.
It. Shit.
Yeah.
Do
just
it.
Hoop.
I didn't see it happen, so now I'm spoiled.
I feel like they might get hurt trying to hold back, and then they would.
Right,
they
exactly.
Just playing.
Exactly, man. Like it's I don't know. It's trash to me.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, one thing you brought to my attention, Mr. Jalen.
Oh yeah, these $100 haircuts.
Bring your ass to the center of the table.
To the table. No, what are you talking about these $100 haircuts,
what
boy?
Did you say? Hold on.
You want a $100 haircut?
No, let me look this.
That boy want a $100 haircut. He said, I mean, my haircut's
no,
kind of
he
pricey.
Said,
but let's hear the clip first before.
No, I'm gonna just read it.
Okay, go ahead.
He said, no. Let's go down. My bad. It says on the 17th of February, Jalen Rose argued haircut should be $100 minimum, claiming that a quality barber should set you back three figures.
Mm.
Rose shared his comments on Instagram where he defended barbers and beauticians. Mm-hmm. He says, so first off, the minimum you are supposed to be spending for a quality barber is $100. He said, I'm here to defend the sanctuary that is called barbers and beauticians. So many guys and people out there think y'all going to show up and get a fly haircut. Y'all going to spend and y'all gonna spend $35. Then he said, he added, y'all gonna go to the end of the line. Y'all gonna hit up y'all barber. They're gonna send you to the voicemail. You'll have a 1 o'clock appointment, and you're gonna get there and at 1 o'clock, and somebody gonna be sitting in the chair. Like, damn.
So I mean, basically not getting that professionalism.
Right. It said many fans were in disbelief that Jalen Rose thought good quality haircuts should set you back $100. And they was taking the social media really to talk about it. But I'm like,
yeah,
I'm just, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
I got a few thoughts on that. Well, I do understand him trying to defend barbers and beauticians, because I know from talking to my hairstylist, shout out to Sean Teasy. What up, Chantel? What's good? Go look her up, y'all. Go get your hair done. And my barber, 2K. What's up, 2K? 2K, what's good, bro? Go look my guy 2K up. Live my life. Great barber as well. You know, they just, you know, sometimes you want to charge, but people can't afford it, or they act like they can't afford it. And, you know, they talk to me sometimes like, oh, people complain about the prices. I always of the notion, like, you set your price, you live your life. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes your clientele ain't going to be in that range. When you start raising the price, you pricing people out. So now you're getting a different caliber of clientele. But when you do that, you have to be able to provide the value, the service. So, no, you shouldn't, like what Jalen Rose said, like, oh, you're going to get, he basically hinting towards, oh, you're going to get a lower standard of service.
Yeah.
A lower quality of service.
Yeah.
You get that. Like, you're not going to get the on time, somebody going to be waiting your seat. Like, nigga, it's my time. Like, on barbershop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, my boy, like, oh, Vanilla, you got your seat. Like, no, my time. My, and then Calvin was like, yeah. And
they're
like, sit
y'all. Mm-hmm. That was Jimmy coming in there, cutting in front of old boy just to get cut by Isaac. They're talking all this mess.
Yeah, Jimmy was funny. But yeah, he's getting at that. Like, you gonna get a lower quality of service. And it's like, I know for me, my men's cut is $40. I might tip him and pay 50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started off with free with my bro. Like, I literally used to get free cuts in Mountainside. My bro used to stay with Mike Sesh, Mike Fresh. Shout out Mike Sesh, Mike Fresh. Go look up the If I Let You Tell It podcast. They just hit 100 episodes. Salute, my brother. But yeah, they stay together. Nice to go over there. Tap in with 2K, give me a free cut. And that kept me right in college. Like, mm-hmm. that's how I was getting my cuts. And then he went up to like $3. He's like, bro, I got to start getting supplies. Like, I'm not. So he was telling me like along his journey. And then now he ended up in the barbershop. So it's like, you got to pay your booth. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I got to go up. I can't just keep cutting you for free. It's like the elevation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yes, I guess Jalen is right in a sense, like the quality of service.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to provide that value, whether it's in the shop or, you know, like, what are you adding to make it worth that $100?
Mm-hmm.
They getting a hot towel across their foreheads. Like, mm-hmm. you got to think about women too. Like, you know, we just had two beautiful ladies on the episodes. Shout out to my baby. quick shout out. You already know, girl. But anyways,
can you just continue?
You know, they require certain, you know, things, and they want, you know, they want to look good and they want to feel good about themselves when they go into it. It's like a whole self-care thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they gonna charge, like, female stuff, they charge an arm and legs for this stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like 100 on nails. Oh, yeah. Or
they spend no expense on hair done,
eyebrows, nails, their skin, like,
yeah, skin regimens, yeah. And yeah, they the women are the epitome of self-care, and they will spend that quality.
They spend it.
And they be looking good.
Yeah.
And it's just feel good.
And I just think it's men who hasn't got a hold of the self-care.
Yeah, of that quality. That
we're so used to the bare minimum.
Right.
That we don't really look at self-care as a priority or right. a need as women do.
Monetarily, we don't like that. No.
Mm-hmm. I think men has to take more issue with taking care of themselves, because in the long run, it helps you.
Yeah.
Not only with your overall health, but your overall mood, your daily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I put a lot into these last 2 years of just taking care of myself. Like, I made sure I cut my nails. I made sure I...
But did that go up monetarily for you when you start doing that?
Yeah, like my hair costs like $150 to do every time I get done. Yeah. So my homegirl Chantel, she retwists me for $100. Then I got to go to the barbershop to get it lined up. That's another $40-$50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, shout out to Todd Billy on the line. What's up, Todd?
Shout out, man.
Capital Mastermind. We in here.
Yeah.
What's some call it? Just chopping it up, bro. Good to see you, fam. But yeah. Oh, speaking of barbers, my boy Charles, he used to go to this spot in LA where it was, I forgot what the name of it, but they, you know, quality haircuts, like making sure they got the towel.
Yeah, my barber does that to me. Yeah. He charged me for it. I was surprised. Like, I thought it was going to be more. Like, when he gave me he lays me back, gave me the towel treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to my uncle out there.
And that's important, like, because you want
but it's to $40, my guy. Yeah. I'm like, wow, like, oh, this is $40. Like, I know it should probably be
a
little bit more.
But some barbers or beauticians, they don't want to cut you out, like, they want you to get that service and experience. But some of them don't do it because they feel like somebody won't pay it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, somebody won't pay it, but somebody will pay it.
But somebody will. Yeah. Right. And that goes with everything. Like, I mean, if you sell a product or you do something, like, you know, you shouldn't, if it's your business, you shouldn't cheat yourself out of money, out of worrying about who won't pay for it, because it's going to be somebody who will.
And that's why I'm saying it ups your clientele. Like, right. Now you got the people who are willing to pay $100 to invest in themselves to look and, this certain way. So it's like, shoot, good riddance. You know what I mean? Like, because now with the certain level of clientele, you get in different networks, you get in different people who put you onto different stuff because they into different stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, the people who was only willing to pay $20, $30, $40, like, you know, they never was going to put you on this, or they never was going to help you out with this because they're not even on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's they're only willing to get the $20 haircut.
Yeah. I respect it. And I respect that. And if, you know, if my barbers ever say, like, hey, we bumping this up to 100, bro, that'd be like,
that's what
for me personally, it'd probably be once every once every month I go to you, bro. Honestly, and I start cutting my own goddamn hair. Yeah. Like, that's just it.
Yeah,
I ain't got that kind of, I respect it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I would want it. But if that don't line up with my means, you know what I'm saying, then that is something I can't do. That's why I cut my hair now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't afford it. Then
Ashley said eyelashes, and they sure do. And she said, great episode 30 already. Up 30 already, Ash. Muy bien, 30.
That's right.
Shout out to
all
my Latinas we was talking about earlier. So what if it's the flip, though? Like the man likes to do more self-care than the woman do.
Well, I mean, on that principle of self-care,
shit, I ain't even mad at it.
Right, like if
the girl, she's there, just get her.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of, you know, I would look, honestly, like, you know, I look at both parties funny. Like, if I found a male more self-care than a woman, I kind of like,
whoa, now, you got too much dip on your chill.
Look at you a little bit differently.
Raise the eyebrow a little bit.
And if a woman ain't doing a lot more self-care like than me, then I definitely look at you different. Like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, and
I ain't trying to judge, but
if you're not with a woman who's trying to get her self-care, like, that says, like, okay, why are you with her then? You know what I mean? Because, like, usually energies kind of match a little bit. Like,
well,
if you're someone who can't carry yourself, are you going to try to get with someone who doesn't?
Right, exactly. You know? And that's where I'm like, I'm equal with it. Like, so I'm not going to ask you to do nothing that I don't do.
Yeah.
And if you, and
shout
if you're
out to my baby,
and if you're holding me accountable, like, on this self-care tip, and because I see you do, I'm going to want to look good for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as like that goes, like relationship-wise, like I'm going to want to look good for you. So it's probably going to motivate me to elevate my self-care so I look good. One for myself, you know, build my confidence, but will give you something to look at to enjoy. Because at the same token, if I was taking care of my and you wasn't, I'd be looking at you crazy.
So that's a good question, but I feel like that probably, like in a relationship, that probably wouldn't even happen because like, you wouldn't even go there with
some
that
people
person.
Be letting themselves go.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But that's a good point too. Like sometimes people in a relationship they get comfortable and they start letting themselves go.
Exactly.
So it's like, are you still self caring, or are you like, okay, I got mine, so it's like I'm gonna let myself go.
So do you believe, like, so what do you think? Like, do you think, okay, I'm going to ask you this. This is just a side thing. And
Sidebar.
So, like, if you know, young woman does pay high things, like self-love and they stuff because
$500, $600, $700
do you feel like we should be paying for that for them, or should it just be like a... like maybe like a privilege, or maybe something like I do for you every now and then, and should they take care of it, or should it be their obligation? Like, cause they doing it to themselves. Like, this is how you want to, you know, treat yourself. Do you? So how do you feel about?
Oh, just like that? Paying for it.
Yeah, like should it be?
I mean, I don't mind.
But should it be that? You know what I'm saying? Like, should you have to?
No. You're not obligated to. I was just talking to my baby about this the other day. Like, you're not obligated to take care of someone. If you want to, that's out of the generosity and kindness of your heart, you know, but nobody's entitled to have to take care of someone unless they're like your kids.
Yeah,
you
know, that's exactly how I feel. That's the only obligation you have to your kids.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
So, you know.
I guess that all depends on how, you know, I don't mind catering to my
Yeah, to your own. Yeah, exactly. That's how I look at it, as like, service. Like, I'm trying to make sure my girl's good. I'm trying to make sure my baby's good.
I'm not saying I don't want to seem toxic out here. Like I'm saying, like we ain't taking care of y'all. No, we love to, love to. It's just,
I mean, we sure did talk about this. I think the woman should pay for it on her own.
There you go, Doc.
No, that was Ashley who said that.
And Ashley.
Yeah, and she said because I see self care as like massages, meditation, working, but not so much on. Not so much on the aesthetic things.
Just
take care of you, like whatever it is you need. It might be aesthetics, it might be meditation, it might be anything to get your mind right, and so you can be productive and get through your life and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
whatever, and if that is $100 haircut,
if that's $100 haircut,
I'm just saying that's too rich for my blood. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That won't only happen.
Well, if it gets to $100, you're like, hey, bro, like.
I mean, but
it is a business, so it's like, so can somebody? But, and as you
know, like I said, like some men who have dreads and stuff, like, you know, like, you know, yours, you go 150, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so all in all, yours,
but I don't do it every month, it's like every 3 months,
or and that's what it would have to be for me for a haircut, like that, like 2 to 3 months, and I cut my own hair in between to get that kind of cut because I look if it goes up there.
Even with dreads, you don't want to twist it up all the time.
Yeah, if it gets
thin.
Yeah, if it get there. Hey. So I hear you, Jalen. I hear you, but you got the Jalen. He's actually getting off pretty easy. He in a different
time. $100.
Look, he's in a different.
I'll charge that nigga Jalen $1,000.
Exactly. He's in a different.
Bro, you get $1,000 haircut, bro.
He in a different tax bracket, so you can't talk to us where we are in this tax bracket. Talk about we should be paying that. Forget you. You ain't paying our bills. Like, okay, I'll do that. You pay 2 or 3 of my bills, Jalen, and then I'll go get them $100 haircuts. Until then. If your 2 cents ain't going towards my bills, I ain't got shit to say to you, Jalen.
So let me ask you this. Like, if you were with someone, would you want to, like, pay for their you know, nails and
yeah,
stuff like that. Okay,
I'm, but again, I'm in,
but not obligated.
But I would.
Yeah,
I would for sure. I look for moments that I can.
Yeah, that do, you can stuff.
This is why I try to get my money up, because not for me, but.
So you can
for do stuff for like, yeah, I want to be somebody to take care of stuff for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Says, Ashley said, but if the woman don't got it to do those things, then y'all just gonna have to leave her if she don't.
I guess so. Unless I love her that much, like, and just stay with her.
Yeah,
No.
She don't got it.
Listen. Like, something then is like if you don't got it, but then you better learn. You better teach yourself how to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Just,
yeah,
just don't let yourself go just because you don't got it.
Yeah, that's
you better
true.
Be creative. You better get a friend who knows how to do it. You better teach yourself something.
Yeah,
cause like, just don't let yourself go when you use that as an excuse. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's other ways. You ain't got to be tip top, but just if you're trying.
Yeah, Ashley, funny for that.
I mean, men do it all the time.
She
like
said, y'all just gonna have to leave or don't feel good about herself. Oh, what? Hold on. It says if she don't look good or don't feel good. Well, that's just more self confidence.
Yeah, like, yeah. And
you know, if you don't got the means, then like Tyler said, there's other ways.
Other ways. Yeah. Like I say, I ain't got the means to get a $40 haircut now and then, but I'll cut my own hair.
If someone don't got it, and
that's
I'm
just
with
what it
them,
is.
Like I'm still gonna try my best to try to do what I
compensate
can.
Compensate for it.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's team. Like, there's times I don't got it. Like, my baby helped me. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. Cause as if you're with someone,
it's a partnership,
it's
man.
A partnership.
And that's what I enjoy.
So, like, even with the pod and stuff, with me and you, like, it's, you know, some stuff. I don't have Tyler got it, and he'll help me.
And we'll
or
just we'll
if
be creative.
I got it,
with
I'll
it.
Get it.
We just.
So
and that's what it is.
It's all teamwork. So if you really want to build with someone,
baby, I'm going to get this $100 haircut, but guess what? You pay $50 and I'll pay $50. There you go. Ha ha. Thanks, babe. You're great.
Oh, Lord.
So
funny.
That's how I feel.
Hold on, real quick. Ashley said, so you guys feel that it's necessary to boost your woman's confidence?
Necessary? No.
I want my woman confident.
I do want
to,
but do I feel like it's necessary to do it for them? No, but I do it because I love them.
Yeah, that's within.
It's just because I love you and I want to see you be the best you can be.
Of course,
be.
I'm encouraging.
So I'm going to do it out of not necessity. It's out of love.
Yeah.
That's where I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like
so not necessity. It's out of love. If you care about someone, of course you don't want their
you don't want them to be at their best.
Yeah.
So like
you want to see them the best they can.
I encourage my friends and all the time, but it's not a necessity because I really care about them. Like
she said that, or do you think that the woman should be confident without the positive affirmation?
She can, but like I see no problem with helping with any of that. Like
You part of it.
I want you to find that for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be confident. I want you to be that for yourself. Discover yourself. Like, know who you are as a person, as a woman, and find your own strength and power. But if you need help with that, and especially if I'm your partner, ain't no way we elevate together. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no way I'm not gonna sit by and watch you like not have that without trying to give you affirmation or confidence to speak. Inspire you in any way that I can. However, so like
it's part of serving.
Yeah,
it's part of serving. I would hope, you know, me particular, I know how confidence means in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't want someone who's inconfident because I want them to know like I got their back. Like if we're in this, we're in this. Don't put doubt on it. Like. So confidence does play a part, but if I have to be the one kind of reassuring that, then so be it. But it does help when someone comes into a relationship with confidence because says a lot about who you are as a person.
Right. And you're going to be looking for that off top. Like,
it's
never going to be a case where I'm looking at like, oh, well, she don't seem as confident.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll look at it like, oh, well, she has the potential and she has other qualities
that
I like that I can see that. she will grow into that confidence herself. So
my baby said, a woman shouldn't look for validation through a man. You should have that confidence on your own. So yep, that sounds good right there.
Sounds like a nugget to me.
We was talking about that with Eddie and like just being leaders. Like you can't always have that confirmation from people. Like
no, it's not. You shouldn't count on it always being there from people.
And it shouldn't make or break you. It should just add to it.
Add to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then she said, what if you have a man that doesn't compliment you? Then what happens with your self-esteem? Okay, so she just basically said, like, so what if you do have someone who doesn't compliment you, like,
and you don't have the strength to do it yourself,
and you don't have that confidence, you're gonna be
You gotta again find it yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know. You can either communication, you can either talk to them, like, hey, this is what I need from you, and know that I am trying to do it by myself, but I need your help.
Yeah,
and this is what I need from you, and then try to find it yourself, and hopefully he. If he loves you and he cares about you, he will come around to listening and
doing it.
So hopefully that would happen. But at the same time,
you can't rely on that shit.
No, but you gotta have
your own.
If somebody ain't giving you the thing that you're asking them out of love that you need, that you're not getting from a relationship, then maybe that ain't the person
exactly.
you need to be with.
Yeah, you might need to be with someone who's a little bit more giving as far as like giving that
understanding and ready to do that.
So you gotta evaluate your relationship at that point.
If he's not gonna do that, but I mean it takes communication.
You gotta
speak up what you want, because as men, trust me, we ain't no mind readers out there.
Women aren't mind readers neither, guys. you gotta talk because a lot of guys won't say shit, and then they'll be like, she ain't doing this. They don't want to look like they simping or something. You know what I mean? But you gotta talk, even as men. So it goes both ways. But if you got someone who you care about and they care about you, then there's gonna be open communication.
Right.
You gotta be willing to set aside your pride, set aside your whatever issue it is, and speak
up.
Yep,
speak for up. Sure. Because I mean, I admit it, like, I'm never the most confident in every aspect of myself. I know what I can bring to a relationship, but I'm not always. I think my top or top two love languages is words of affirmation, if I can remember. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. It's like quality time.
Yeah, one of those is for me too.
I think one of my top two. I love affirmation. Like when someone believes in me, like, and that probably has something to do with, you know, my growth as a person who's probably been neglected and nobody on family issues and all that growing up.
That support.
Yeah. Nevertheless, the neglectfulness and not having a dad to cheer me on as I grew up and stuff like that, it has something to do with all that. You know, not having brothers or it has something to do with that, but nevertheless, that's where I am, and this is what I appreciate. Like, if you, I've always been a person, if you give me the words of affirmation, if you give me the words of affirmation, and you give me the confidence, and you speaking things to me, then I can go far. Like, that gives me that boost of confidence in it. And I remember it.
Oh, the audio went out on IG. Sorry, you guys.
Oh, our bad.
IG, darn it. It's probably from that phone call. Dang, messed the whole thing up.
Dang, AJ.
Yeah.
You gotta put it on, like, do not disturb.
Exactly, all right, we still learning, you guys. Still learning. We'll start dating. She's calling me.
Who could this
episode
be?
Episode 30. Put her on, bro.
Hello. You are tuned in to the Grind Podcast.
Episode 30.
I just want y'all to fix y'all live audio.
Fortunately, ma'am, I appreciate you listening and being a live viewer.
All right.
I can say on my part that is something that I cannot fix.
It was the phone call. Somebody tried to call live, so it kind of messed up the audio. Now so, it's like, it's, you can tell it's messing up. Like,
yeah,
it's so pausing.
She's saying fix it. That's what
I gotta saying. Exit out of the whole live.
Oh, well, dang.
All right. Oh, not so good. But yeah, I get you, bro.
Yeah. So it's
sorry, guys.
It's one of those things. Yeah, blame AJ. He'll be back on.
I'm sure in a little bit. He gonna come outside today. Y'all, you like that Blueface song with
First of all, oh boy. I do not listen.
You don't listen to Blueface?
No, I do not support toxicity. Okay.
Oh yeah.
At least not that at that time. Right now, at least not that one. So
we should talk about that one.
No, we should. I'm not. We can, but
think how many relationships are toxic from just, you know, giving and getting. You know what I mean?
So, are we wrapping this up now?
Yeah, we can. Been good, it's already been about, yeah. But do you have anything else to say on the,
No, I was just answering questions, bro.
Yeah, it was some good questions. Good questions. Yeah, we appreciate everybody who asked questions. For Ashley, sure. Baby Star.
Tell your friends. Tell people to tune in. Tell your friends. Yeah. Bring them more. We want questions for us, mm-hmm. and all that. Like, it makes us.
We was going somewhere with that, though. That was,
no, we was. We wasn't. We're just answering questions along from the Jalen Rose comments.
The self care. Yeah. So you gotta be willing to pour into yourself, and that's going to attract others. You know what I mean? Because they see how well you take care of yourself, and it's just gonna, you know, even when you charging $100 or $150, that says you value your service that much to where, like, yes, my shit is worth $200. My shit is worth $500 for a house call, or, you know, just, you know what I mean? Like, you are putting the value on it. And I don't think the consumer should put a value on it. You should, unless they're just not paying, you know, if you're just outrageous. Mm-hmm. But if there's somebody out there who will pay that.
Yeah, well, go ahead, by all means.
Yeah, you just got to find that person.
More power to you.
So that's a huge thing in business too, man. Mm-hmm. Like, setting prices.
You got a black-owned business? It's that time again, y'all. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I do not. So if you do, oh wait, maybe I do. Hold on, hold my beer.
I need to get another beer.
No, wait, that wasn't that. Let me see. Let me think. I thought I did.
Oh, I got a business.
I think I got one.
I'm gonna shout out the homegirl.
Yeah, go ahead. Do.
Since we was talking about self care. All right, so this is not black owned. This is Latina owned. Shout out to my homegirl Jay Feezy. Yay!
Shout out.
She owns her own gym in not Hawthorne, but Paramount. Her business is a gym, a women's only gym, because we've been on supporting the ladies a lot. Oh, and that's what I was trying to say, bro. It's the support. The support that really means the most, like the fact that you are actually there to support someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not obligated for someone to support you, but if they do show that support, whether it's the affirmations, the love, like, that just goes to show who they are and, like, they actually care about you. Because not a lot of people will support or, like, we had merch. We got merch out. Y'all can support that. We got YouTube channel. Y'all can support that by just subscribing. We got stuff where you guys can literally just share it. That's support. Anything we do, like if we mention a black owned business or a Latino owned business, supporting them, that's supporting us. Like we gotta get more in the habit of supporting each other, but everybody feels like it's like a scarcity where they can't give. And it's like, no, we gotta keep giving. Yeah. So anyways, with that being said, I'm shouting out Jay Fit, train with Jay Fit on Instagram, _Jay_Fit_ her business is on Rosecrans, nigga, in the city of Paramount. And yeah, she's a trainer. She started from her parents' house, and then she ended up at the beach, and then she ended up at like some other places, the park, mm-hmm. and she just kept going. Now she has her own gym. Nice. So I don't know if y'all can see. But
they cannot see that. You're going to have to type that in, bro.
I'll type it in. I'll post it up there. But JFit, what's up? And she has her own podcast now called Stop Making Excuses for Herself.
Nice.
Oh, no, it's called Manifest with JFit.
Nice.
Manifest with JFit.
I got one. We got a chef.
Ooh, another chef. You had a chef last time.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. He's catering, but this one's all way in Nevada. Either way, Nevada. Exposure. It's Caribbean food, actually. Hope I say it right, but if not, y'all gonna just look it up on Instagram. It's Cassian's Caribbean Flavors. It's just Caribbean food. Catering and private chef, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's they can, you can book her, you can find her on Instagram at CassianSCaribbean Flavors. But we'll put that in the link or whatever. But that's the businessman, that's just what it is. Shout out to
I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman,
yeah. So, well, thank you, man. This has been an interesting episode. This is episode 30, man.
30.
This is where it at, and we're going to keep going.
Gee, nigga, you at least 30. Said his name was Reggie. I just got out of jail. I ain't going back.
But
I ain't going back. What do you want? Said he wanted cake, make it out on a date.
You can find me at Man Tanksley Designs on Instagram and Tank of America on Twitter. You can give the rest of the plugs, AJ.
You can find me at St. Jones 33 on Instagram and TikTok, and Twitter, and then at Heart of Jones is my business page. You can follow the pod at, or the show, sorry, you can follow the show at the grind show with AJ and Tyler on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Twitter at TGB1914. And also we are launching our merch line. Get your merch. We got shirts from every episode where it has the cover of the cover art of the actual episode. So our first 10 subscribers will get a shirt for free.
Yeah.
So you know, make sure y'all plug in with the Patreon.
It's for sure.
patreon.com/TGP1914. And then you can always buy it separately if you don't want to subscribe, because the subscribe is a monthly subscription.
Well, hopefully you just subscribe.
Yeah.
I don't support. Really give you that option.
Support. Subscribe and it's support. Exclusive content that we're putting on there. We got merch now, exclusive merch. And if you don't want to subscribe to the Patreon, you can always get the shirt on Gumroad, which is in my bio and the Heart of Jones bio as well. We'll probably end up putting it in the Grind Podcast bio. So we're building. Like we said earlier, we got a new studio we might be in. We might not be at home to where the green screen is messing up and stuff. So we're going to be constantly elevating, trying to get better. And then you can follow the Instagram at the Grind Podcast 1. And I don't think there's any other plugs.
No,
listen to the last episode with Star and
our last episode. And the time you hear this is gonna be with
Tyrone. Shout out to Tyrone Butler, Dr. Butler. So very good episode. A lot of gems in there. Then we got a word of the day.
I don't.
Let me see if I can find something.
Meanwhile, let me find a song to close this out with.
All right. Let me see if I can find some words of the day. I got some coaching ones. Okay. All right. So failure brings a level of humility. Failure allows someone to listen.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
So failure, it humbles you. And then once you're humble, you can listen to stuff that probably worked. People have a hard time listening, y'all.
just
oh my gosh, like it's not that hard to listen to what someone has to say.
Some people do.
Nah, that's because they're so hard-headed.
Well,
Okay, I got one more. Love is
all
what
we did is war.
Love is what you're born with. Fear is what you learn in the world. This is a spiritual journey of unlearning how to be fearful. Mm. Or something like that.
Man, look, man. Dude, we dragging this all too long. It's been a grind podcast.
Yay! Episode 30. Thank y'all for listening. Let's go. I hope y'all have a beautiful day. Whatever day we release this, y'all take care. Y'all get it. Self-love, baby. Self-love. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Let's go.
We out, y'all.
We out of here. Shout out to everybody who tapped in on the live. Shout out to my baby. Hey. Hey. Hey, shout out to Burner Boy. We in Jamaica. We in Jamaica. Hey.